You got a guy running for the bus.
Another M6 right behind.
Hey!
Waldorf men's room.
You got it. Were you just staring at my legs while we slept?
I was defenseless against the small dress there.
It's a skirt.
It's a belt. What is it with you and the Argyle?
What is the deal with you and the boring shades of blue?
My clothes match.
Did your team pick that out for you?
No team. The team is gone. I did it all by myself.
I saw your speech.
Yeah, the speech. Something must have got into me.
Wow, that is something.
Really, I'm against the moment. Hello? Hello?
Did that ring get any louder? Do you pretty much have that maxed out?
It's a new phone.
Are you gonna run again?
Don't know. I'm starting a new job today.
You have to run again. Tools like Linfield.
Kinda is. Oh shit. Oh, oh, sorry. What just happened?
You okay?
Fine.
You're okay for the dry
cleaning? No, it's really fine. Please don't. Wow.
$7 will probably cover
it. You keep that. You might need it.
You know what? Here. You write your number down, and then I can call you and come pick up your skirt.
Oh, my goodness me. That is very smooth. Why don't you let me spill some on you, and then we'll be even?
That's a terrible idea.
I think it's a great idea. Just
first,
one bit, because that's not fast. Just
a little spill, right? No, no, it all makes sense. Okay, hang on. Oh, it's
just... He's not here. I know. I'm sorry.
Okay. It'll be on the IT.
No.
Okay, now we're in the third grade. This is a great.
That's my number.
Terrific, thank you.
I'll call you.
The morning after the election, I woke up thinking about you.
Hey, man, what's up?
You're not gonna believe who I just ran into.
Who?
The girl from election night.
The one you kissed?
She kissed me.
So stick with that story.
Get to the truth.
Whatever, dude.
They're ready for you in the main conference
room. It's amazing.
It's great, man. Just don't take her advice on speeches anymore. First time works, it's not gonna work again.
You're just jealous, because
I just don't think the research is there, and the price point's too high on these things.
Of course it's too high, but if our company doesn't get involved with stuff like this, who will?
Convince me in the meeting.
I will. Steven.
Hey, Janet.
Minutes.
No, you don't know.
couple of the researchers there, and then the first point's your island, son.
Hey!
First point's your island.
What the hell are you doing?
Grab him.
To reset it. Call for a briefcase.
You kidding? It's gonna take a signed order from the chairman.
We'll get legal on.
Legal just arrived. No way the chairman approves a reset. This is your fault. There's no way you get a briefcase.
Hey. What are my options?
Hey. Just bullshit it.
Bullshit this guy.
Hey. What's going on here?
Questions are burning him until the day he died. He won't stop searching for answers and won't quit. Forever. Make sure you're in touch. Endless ripple effects.
Remember the Torres case 40 years ago?
Who the hell are you guys?
We are the people who make sure things happen for us. Pick a number, 17. Now, why are you still thinking about running?
I don't really know what's going on here.
But you've just seen behind a curtain that you weren't even supposed to know existed. It must be jarring. And it's not your fault. Your path through the world this morning was supposed to have been adjusted. You were supposed to spill your coffee as you entered the park this morning. You would have gone upstairs to change, you would have missed the bus. And you would have arrived at work 10 minutes later than you did. And you would have been gone.
I was supposed to spill my coffee.
We call that an adjustment. See, sometimes when people spill their coffee, or their internet goes out, or they misplace their keys, they think it's chance. And sometimes it is. Sometimes it's us. Nudging people back on plan. Sometimes, when nudging isn't enough, management authorizes a recalibration. We deploy our intervention team, and they change your mind for you. Like we did with the first show. He's fine. You don't need to worry about him. Now, there's something I need you to understand if I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
Very few humans have seen what you've seen today, and you're determined to keep it that way. So, if you ever reveal our existence, we'll erase your brain.
The intervention team will reset.
Your emotions, your memories, your entire personality will be expunged.
Your friends and family will think you've gone crazy. You won't think anything. You understand? Not one word about us. Okay. Oh, one more thing. You bumped into a woman this morning on the bus. Elise?
What is that? Oh,
you weren't ever supposed to see her again.
What is it? What does that matter?
Does it matter?
It's in his wallet.
Hey! Ah! God! Hey! Listen, guys. Jesus.
Oh, come on. No.
No.
Conference room 117. Let's go. Why you don't have an ear to your grin right now.
I lost her number.
What?
I don't know, bus. I lost her phone number, and all I had was a first name, so I'm never gonna see her again. Freeze people. You froze my friend. You need special authorization to do it.
poke around in people's brains and make them think whatever you want.
Quiet.
Can I get you something?
Just some water, please. Your friend will be fine. Recalibrations make tiny changes in the way people reason. It doesn't work on emotional personality. That's too intrusive.
You said authorization. Authorization from whom?
The chairman.
The chairman?
That's just a name we use. You use many other names. We can't talk here. Meet me on the 4 p.m. boat, and I'll answer what okay. If you reveal us, even if it's unintentional, from me, Richardson has automatic authority to reset you.
Ask your questions. I'll tell you what I can.
Well, what were they doing with Charlie?
Just changing the way he weighs investment risks, which will subtly shift the direction of his company in the way upstairs wants.
So Richardson can read my mind?